CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. What's happening?
Good morning, all.
How's it going?
Happy, what day is it? Thursday, the 9th of December.
What'd you get up to last night?
Oh my God, I had so much fun. I just sat there looking at the clock, like refreshing the Facebook page, to be honest, being like, oh, they're lining up now to get their prizes off the sleigh.
Didn't Chaos Santa sleigh, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I had FOMO.
Yeah, we did give someone a swift $10,000 last night.
How cool.
Just that's what we do in our spare time. Just like, yeah, it's 10 grand,
hey,
mate.
But what about that swag, though? You haven't given me the details of who won the swag.
I don't know who won the swag. You weren't there to check.
Oh,
that was your pet project.
Keisha, who won the swag?
I think to Keisha, with all the work she put into that thing, fast asleep right now.
She did an amazing job.
Yeah.
So I got a little bit of a squiz through before the event actually started, because I was allowed to.
Through the window? Did you peep through the keyhole?
Pretty much. It looked amazing. I'm sad I couldn't be there, but she did an amazing job, and all the team and Bernie did, yeah.
What did you do instead? Play with Santi?
I watched Seinfeld at home.
Did you watch Seinfeld?
Yeah, Dylan is obsessed.
Is the Kramer going up in the lounge or not?
No, I refuse to put that poster up in the lounge room. But we do get addicted to our TV shows. Like that time we were watching Cobra Kai from Karate Kid and then started doing karate classes.
Yeah, for 5 days or something.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
All right.
How was your night?
Yeah, good. You all I went down there to give away the 10K, didn't I? It's always great to give.
It is.
I know you prefer to take, Ari, but...
No, I'm joking.
You like to give a lot...
Hey, how many coffees do I buy you? Thank you very much.
You give a lot more than me. I hate gifts, whereas you love them. So, yeah, come on, I'm just joshing with you. Chill, bro.
Not the day, Ads. Not the day to josh with me.
Ari hates me today, just everyone listening, just so you know. So someone out there's on my side. Ari hates me.
You're just very negative today.
Me. Me, listen to my positivity. And I'm not even supposed to be the hype. All right, 9 minutes past six, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Here's George Ezra. All right, let's all just cool down. Peace and love.
Blame it on him.
Peace and love, that's what we're fighting for. Over there. Now, Ari, you love yourself some karaoke.
Oh, my God, I do.
Now, if you were a school teacher, would you force the students into listening to a rendition of karaoke, you singing karaoke?
No.
You wouldn't get the karaoke machine involved to bring it in?
For them to have a go at, yeah. But I wouldn't be like, listen to me sing.
Well, there was a substitute teacher in Texas. He's been given the boot because he brought in a karaoke machine and treated his students to a little rendition of Britney Spears' Toxic. Have a listen.
Take some your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm sipping on a weak taste. I'm a poison in paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic?
Dim the lights and everything.
I just want to say, like, a couple questions. How old are the kids in the class? Does it say this? Because out of all the songs you could sing to kids, why would you pick Toxic?
Where's the school here? It's Texas school. I don't know how old they are. It doesn't really say in the article, to be honest. But
isn't that a weird song choice?
I don't know. It's if it's in the charts, everyone's listening to it, you know?
Yeah, but they're not currently in the charts. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a bit of a karaoke staple, don't you think?
I don't know if Toxic would
high school, my... high school.
Okay, that's not too bad.
So they're sort of older, because in America, I think high school's, you know, because you got junior high
and junior high school.
So I think they're a bit older.
Okay.
But he got given the boot. I mean, they weren't happy with him.
Yeah, because his song choice was shocking.
No.
They were like, whoa, your karaoke song? You can't work here anymore.
Oh, come on, Ari. Whoa.
They could have picked like a real good sing-along song.
Yeah, like?
Oh, like one everyone knows the words to.
Yeah,
I don't know. You're the one that works on the desk and pushes the buttons and knows music. You find a song.
I think Toxic is a perfect karaoke staple.
Do you think?
Yeah. Britney, what's gotten into you?
Not out of a Britney song, maybe not that one.
What, Hit Me Baby One More Time?
That would also be a bit weird to sing in front of a class, I think.
You Drive Me Crazy? That one be good?
Skip Britney.
Womanizer. Do you want to introduce this song, Ari? Because I've never heard this.
Okay, this is Justin Bieber. It's a Christmas song. It's called Mistletoe. Now, we can't physically show you a mistletoe or hang it above you with your loved one waking up this morning. So we're virtually giving you a mistletoe.
Yeah, in audio form.
In audio form.
When did he come out with this one? Do you know? Is this a new one, old one?
No, it was a while ago, because I remember growing up, my stepsister Alice and I used to listen to this song on repeat.
Right. It's from the baby days, is it?
No.
Not that old?
No. Like, we were probably too old to be
had his voice broken by now.
I think so,
yeah. He's a big man.
Why don't we just Google it?
Okay. Here it is, Justin Bieber Mistletoe. Merry Christmas.
It's the most beautiful time of the year.
Hit music.
There you go, Ari. That was for you.
Isn't it just a beautiful song?
Now, you're back on board with this show?
Yeah.
You're in?
Should we play it one more time?
No.
Go on, Ed. One more round for me and my friends.
I did do some research. 2011.
I knew it.
What were you doing in 2011?
Oh, things you can't talk about on air.
Sure you can.
You know, just living my, what was I, like 19, 18 or something? Must have been 18.
The math. What year were you born?
1993.
Well.
Yeah, do the math, Ads.
Easy.
You had a story for me anyway.
Yeah, well, this is some Nathan Whittle stuff.
Oh.
You know, but apparently it's National Brownie Day tomorrow. Some people have made, it says pounds here, so whatever, 850 pounds. They've put the world's largest edible marijuana brownie for sale. But you can see a picture of it here. It's ridiculously big. So I don't know how many Nathan Whittles it would feed, but quite a few, I'd say. But it's up for, they're selling it. So I don't know how much it would cost either. But look, it's made with 1,344 eggs.
That is a lot of eggs.
Yeah. 81 pounds of flour, lots and lots of sugar, and blah, 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 it literally says in the article.
Just no one really cares about the rest.
20,000 milligrams of THC. So, you know, they make your head pretty cloudy.
I don't really understand how much that is.
I don't either. No, we both don't.
I'm guessing it's a lot.
We both don't do this. That's why we're successful
like
in our lives.
How many plants?
I don't know.
A physical.
See, we don't have any reference point because we don't do this because that's why we're successful in our lives. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
For sure.
You're having a go at the Nathan Whittles.
I didn't say anything about that.
Trivia trial.
It is time to troll that trivia. We're going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, call us 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania and Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
You want to go with the Miley Cyrus one?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Question is, today at 1-300-655-922, what TV show did Miley Cyrus star in? With her father, by the way.
Yeah,
he was in it too.
Billy Ray.
Do you know, when I was a kid, I loved Billy Ray Cyrus.
That doesn't surprise me.
Loved him. I had his album. I had his VHS. He had some video as well.
Did he?
His album was called Some Gave All. I loved him.
Well, I loved Miley Cyrus. Well, mainly this TV series.
Because we're 2 years apart, but we're completely different generations.
I know. Don't we all know, Adam? Don't we all know? Now, the TV series started from 2006 to 2011.
Mm-hmm. And what was it at 1-300-655-922? I think the coast knows because that switchboard's lit up like a
it
Christmas tree.
It is lit.
So we'll take answers for that while we play Red Hot Chili Peppers.
A red chili?
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. We have Sally from Ulverston on to answer today's trivia trial question. Do you want to give it to her, Ari?
TV series did Miley Cyrus star in from 2006 to 2011?
Was it Hannah Montana?
It was Sally. She's done it, Ari.
She's done it. Go, Sally.
Oh, the benefit of having daughters.
Yeah, it pays off sometimes.
Congratulations. You are in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Thank you. Have a fabulous day.
You too,
Sally. Just stay there. We'll grab your dates.
C-F-F. Ari, I'm sure you caught the cricket yesterday, first game.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
First day of the first Ashes test.
How about that bat? you know?
Yeah.
And that ball.
This one you're talking about?
Mitchell Starc, ball in hand. Rory Burns on strike. Carey debut. We're set to go.
Let's get it on, Gilly.
I'm sure you saw it already.
I mean, if that's the crowd at cricket, it would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Ashes.
Yeah,
you're going to go along to a test now, are you? You're hooked from that clip. That was the first ball bowled him.
Oh.
It's supposed to take 5 days, Ari. You know?
I don't understand what you've said. But it sounds thrilling.
You understand Ed Sheeran, though.
Yeah.
Ari was a bit confused there. Sorry, Ari. So we were bowling. Australia was bowling.
Yeah.
Very first bowl of the 5 day game.
Yeah.
Got him out. The England batsman, who's our enemy.
Yeah. Okay,
we hate
gotcha.
Him.
For some odd reason, I thought with that sound, it could have been us hitting the ball so far out
so
of the
far.
Park that the 5 days was over and we've just won.
Sort of, but the opposite bowling version.
Okay.
So the 5 days over and we just won, sort of. Not really, because we haven't batted yet, but. It was a good day for Australia.
And it was good weather too here yesterday to be watching cricket.
It was in Brisbane. But
yeah, but here to sit and relax and watch the cricket on the TV, maybe with a beverage, you know, it was a nice vibe. I did call you yesterday and you were like, yeah, I'm watching the cricket. And I was like, the weather for it.
There was a bit of a storm in Brisbane, so there was a bit of rain during the game.
Ooh.
Delayed proceedings. So Australia should have batted, but haven't yet because of the rain in Briz.
Oh, the rain was on our side.
Problem is, we want to bat. I'm trying to teach her here. Problem is, when it rains really heavily as well, the outfield gets all slippery and wet.
Ooh, okay.
The poor players might slip over and also makes the ball soggy.
Yeah.
You get me?
Hey, isn't there a game coming here? Is that confirmed now?
Not confirmed yet, but we're trying to get.
Oh, so will you go to it?
Yeah, if I can, yeah.
If you can.
Probably, yeah. There is already a one-day happening next year, so okay. I was thinking about going to that too. But the test match happens earlier in the day, so it's a bit harder to get there, whereas, you know, doing breakfast radio, I could whiz down and see the end
of
the one-day.
You do the show from the cricket?
Yeah, I do the show from the cricket,
you're
right.
I'll connect you. Connect you through.
Yeah, cheers for that in advance.
No worries.
But it would be good. Rather than New South Wales getting a second one or Victoria getting a second one or Canberra getting one because the pitch in Canberra, you know what I'm talking about, Ari. It's boring pitch.
Yeah.
It's like a road.
That grass, it's just not, it's not barefoot
pretty. Hobart's got a more interest. Yeah, that's right.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
The problem with the Canberra cricket pitch, it's not barefoot ready.
You know how we love our green grass. It's going to be bare bowl ready. Barefoot ready. Ready for the bat? I don't know.
On this day, the 9th of December in 1843, the very first Christmas card was created in England. That'll make you happy.
That's cool.
You like your Christmas cards, don't you?
Yeah, I do like my Christmas cards.
So you have the English to thank.
Oh, thanks,
guys. Yeah, there you go. On this day in 1961, Domino's Pizza was founded in America.
Pizza party! Pizza party! Pizza party!
You ever eaten a pizza?
Oh, yum. That cheesy deliciousness.
You can't eat cheese, I can't eat gluten.
I know, it's a good combo, eh?
Yeah. On this day in 1997, Tomorrow Never Dies, 18th James Bond film starring Pierce Brosnan premiered.
His name's Bond. James Bond.
He was always sort of my favourite Bond because I was a kid when he was the new Bond, Pierce.
So, you have that connection.
That's right, a connection. On this day in 2002, you remember the Australian band The Vines?
Yeah.
They were booted from The Tonight Show with Jay Leno when the lead singer, Craig Nichols, trashed equipment during soundcheck, not even during the show. They actually had problems with a few Tonight Shows or late shows over in America. So obviously this is what their song is supposed to sound like.
Yeah.
Remember that song, Get Free by The Vines? Well, this is them performing it on Letterman.
Like, stop it. The singer, it's hard the singer, to listen to.
The singer Craig just sort of loses his mind on these Tonight Shows.
Is he all right, Paul? Can't say for sure. Could be the West Nile. The Vines.
So he just sort of purposely made it sound like that and just went a bit weird. So I'm guessing that's sort of what he did, but during the sound check, not even on the TV, for this other show that they got booted from before they could even play. That's sort of why you haven't heard much from the Vines since.
Yeah, well, that's what you get.
When you cause trouble.
Exactly.
And on this
day... Don't take that risk.
In 2003, The Offspring released their 7th studio album, Splinter.
That's better.
Yeah, it sounds a bit better than the...
It's much easier to listen to.
Nice, cheery Offspring songs about your girlfriend cheating on you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. What's
morning,
happening?
Morning, all. Happy Thursday.
I had a good night last night, giving away $10,000. What can I say? I'm a bit of a hero.
You're a bit of a hero, eh?
Yeah.
Bless your cotton socks. Did you froth?
Frothed everywhere, yeah. So it's the 10K or Santa Sleigh event last night where we had 50 people there giving them gifts and one of them got 10K. I'll tell you who it was and I'll play a clip of us calling her. Or him. I don't want to give anything away.
Oh.
I'll do that next.
Oh, did you?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Now, last night, Ari, you were sitting at home comfortably in your chair probably or something, lounging, no doubt.
Yeah, I was lounging.
I was out there being a hero, giving away 10K. Just, it's
doing
all...
Doing it solo.
You know, I love to give, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
actually, thanks to Fishy Boy, by the way, for stepping in for me.
Yeah, he filled in for you. Yeah, just as much hype, I think, from Boss Man Jerry, you know?
Bless his cotton socks.
Mm-hmm.
The hype.
That's a clip of him last night.
Yeah.
I do have a clip of him and I from last night, actually. We called the winner. So the winner of the actual 10K from the 10K or Santa's Sleigh competition was Carolyn Wallace. And the prize was accepted by Dana from Face Against Time.
Because
I believe Carolyn was down in Hobart or something. So Dana at Face Against Time.
Was her proxy.
Here's a clip. We did get her on the phone eventually, took a couple of calls. We were worried we weren't going to be able to get a hold of her, but we did get a hold of her. Here it is.
Hello, Carolyn.
Yes.
Hi, it's Adam at CFM. We're just at the 10K or Santa Sleigh event with your friend Dana.
Yes.
Just wanted to give you a buzz, let you know you've won a prize here with us.
Oh, great.
Was there any prize out of the 50 you were looking forward to winning? I mean, there were some good vouchers in there and stuff like that.
Oh. Other than the big one, no.
So you just wanted the big one?
Yeah.
That's all you want? Was the 10K?
Yeah.
No. Well, let's say that you've got the 10K.
What?
You've won the $10,000.
That was silly.
You have.
Carolyn, you have. Congratulations.
You have.
Oh, don't be silly.
Dan has picked the right one for you.
Yeah.
Woohoo. For real, Carolyn, you've won.
Oh,
ouch. Yeah, I know. Congratulations.
So you got the one you wanted.
See, you missed out. You missed it. You weren't here to get the big check, but you've won the $10,000 regardless. So thank you very much for playing along and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
And what are you going to spend it on? Anything exciting?
Well, the man's just started to paint the outside of my house.
So that'll cover a bit of that.
So you're going to give him a big tip, you reckon?
Yeah.
Big 10K tip.
Go a long way to paying for it.
Absolutely. No, look, $10,000 will come in very handy for Christmas and all sorts of things, so...
Absolutely.
And how many times did you enter in store?
Once.
That's all it takes?
That's all it takes,
Jerry.
We keep saying to the listeners, you know, just enter once. That's all it takes.
Sometimes we say enter many times.
We do say many times. But congratulations again, and we'll send out that massive check. So if you see something hanging out of the letterbox, it's probably that. Yeah.
There you go, Ari. So you didn't miss anything because I brought you in a clip.
Oh, thank you. I did miss those good times, though.
So congrats to Carolyn once again.
Yeah, huge congratulations. $10,000.
A casual little 10K for Chrissy.
I've got FOMO from that.
Do you want 10K?
I wouldn't mind 10K. Is that my present from you?
No. Kid music.
We are are in a little bit of a mood to stir the pot, aren't we, Ads? Let's just rub our hands together and get them good. So we've been told we can add some more Christmas music to the playlist. Thank you for that, boss man. Yeah. Do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. How about that mistletoe we played earlier this morning? Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We've got another Christmas song coming up, but we're discussing it, Adam and I, behind the scenes. And I found out some interesting information, Adam.
Yeah, well, I was listening to that other channel yesterday.
Yeah, that other old man station. Yeah, that's why you listen, because you're old.
You got old. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got oldies on there like that the great Lee Dixon.
The great Lee Dixon, who used to do this show.
Yeah.
You would remember him if you're a long-time listener.
Poor old Eileen call him up and ask for a Christmas song, and he said, can't.
He lied.
He said, no, can't do it, not allowed to change the playlist.
So
he
we lied just wanted to Eileen. We wanted to name and shame him across the coast. He lied.
Yeah, well, you had some revenge in mind, didn't you? Go ahead.
I've got some revenge in mind. Let's rub those hands back together to stir the pot a little bit. We've got a favour to ask today over on that other show over there, you know, 7 AD, the home run. Starts at 2 p.m. with the great Lee Dixon. Call up and request Christmas songs.
Yeah, just for his whole show.
For the whole show.
And you tell him, I have it on good authority, you are allowed to change it.
Adam and Ari told me you can add a Christmas song in.
Yeah, so don't let him lie to you either.
I don't think he likes, I think he hates Christmas carols.
No, I'm pretty sure that's what he was trying to, he just didn't want to play it. He didn't.
So
that's why he lied.
So funny if everyone called up and just requested Christmas.
It would be pretty good. Let's send this one out to the great Lee Dixon.
Yeah, bless.
There you go, Ari.
Oh, doesn't it just make you happy?
Bit of Bucko and Champs. Now, I believe there was a Kelpie mentioned in that song, which leads me nicely to this. Ari, what's wrong with that segue? Your face is pursed up like you sucked on a lemon. That was a good segue.
Good job, Adam. Proud of you. Move on.
One of Western Australia's first school therapy dogs, Boots the Greyhound, is heading towards a well-earned retirement after 5 years of reassuring students.
Mm-hmm.
Boots, who even has his own Facebook page, was first brought in to help comfort anxious teens at Woodvale Secondary College in 2016. A video of Boots at work later went viral on social media and sparked media coverage that received worldwide attention. World-famous therapy dog, this guy. This dog. This greyhound. Thank you, Ari. Bit of respect. Woodvale's team of therapy dogs, known as the Positive Pooch Program.
I love that.
It's not bad, is it? It's grown now to 6 rescue greyhounds who are each rostered on duty 1 day a week. Their success in reducing stress, combating anxiety, and building students' social skills as they bond over the dogs has prompted many other schools to consider the benefits of furry, four-legged classroom helpers. So he's a bit of a pioneer, this Boots. You know, he started a trend. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm picking
you still,
up.
You still look like you sucked on a lemon.
No.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just listening to dog news. I enjoy it. Okay. Pipe down.
Okay. Boots' owner, English teacher Liz Pover, said greyhounds make perfect therapy dogs because they're so calm and relaxed. She said greyhounds are really lazy. They hang around on the sofa in the library. The school psychologist will send kids up to the library who are feeling a little bit lost or anxious, and they'll sit with the dog. They do visit classes as well, and when we have things like immunisation days, they'll go and help the kids who are a bit stressed about that. Miss Pover said greyhounds could tell when people needed help. She said, I've seen Boots fast asleep, he heard a student crying, and he got out of his deep sleep, walked around and put his head in her lap.
Aww.
It was just the most wonderful thing. After helping hundreds of children, Miss Pover said Boots was now 10 and ready to put his paws up. The school is holding a retirement party for him next week, and his favourite students, including some Year 12s who he's supported since Year 7, will be there in attendance. All's well that ends well. The dog gets a nice retirement.
No, I just
want. What do you think?
That's so cute.
Go Boots.
Go Boots. I could shed a tear.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Speaking of ghosts, Ari.
You know who who I miss more than life?
What?
Renna.
Yeah. I actually did say off air, so you know it's true. It's not the same around here without Renna.
It's not. We don't have that bubbly person at reception that just gives you joy every time you walk past.
Hari, this will cheer you up.
Song, 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 snag.
This will cheer me up. It's time to play song snag. How does it work, Adam?
You don't have to line it, do you? You're not ready. I knew it.
You put me off guard.
I knew it. All right, song snag. We've got a snagged song, a little piece of a song, repeats over and over. If you can identify the song name and the artist, give us a buzz at 1-300-6-double. That person's playing with my computer. Now I don't have the liner.
Oh, it's okay because you'll go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows Online.
Someone's playing with my computer by remote and I'm in the middle of a breakfast show.
Oh, my God, Adam.
Sorry.
It's fine. See, I just want to say that this is behind the scenes but on air right now. This is Adam and I'm like, just be chill. Just be happy.
Anyway, I'm going to wiggle the mouse so they can't do anything. Go ahead.
That's fine. Okay. Are you ready, Adam?
Uh-huh.
You've calmed down now.
Well, I can't.
If you...
take the phone calls without the computer either. But anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
If you know the artist and the title of the song, you'll go in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on with Stella. And there's nothing better to do when you're angry or frustrated than eating some food.
Waffles. I love that.
Waffles. See, maybe we should go have waffles.
Yeah.
Will that make you feel better, Snoopy?
Whoever's playing with the computer by remote owes me a round of waffles.
Do you need a little bed on the couch and some waffles?
No, I'm fine.
It is definitely, though, a breakfast you'll look forward to every day. Can you use the other mouse?
No, they stopped again now, so we're good. I should be able to take the calls now because I have the computer back.
I just want to say, you get real mad real easy, just saying.
I'm just worried about the breakfast show, you know? It's important. It's important to me, that's all. So sue me. I love the show, Ari. I know you hate it.
Play the song, Snag.
All right. 1-300-655-922 if you can identify this one.
Anymore now, I'm going to get mad. Someone please unsnag it.
Some parts of songs start to sound weird when you hear them over and over.
I know.
Like, what's that?
I can't take it anymore. I've got to block my ears.
Do you know the song name and artist? If you do, give us a call at 1-300-655-922 and we'll pop you in the drawer for that brekkie for two.
Song, 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 snack.
1-300-655-922. We have Paige from Railton on. This is the song we want to identify today, Paige. What do you think the song name is and the artist?
Is it Fancy Life by Walker Hayes?
Oh, sorry, Ari, what?
Can you sing the rest of it?
Yeah, and we crazy like Applebee's
on a day night. Yeah, it's okay. Play the audio.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on the day night.
Yes, go, Paige.
I like Paige's version better.
Yeah, same.
Chuck her in the draw twice, Ari. She earned a two.
You were in twice. Well done, Paige. You're in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella times two.
Amazing, thank you. I just want to say shout out to Chantel because I know she'll be listening.
Go Chantel, go Paige.
Paige beat you, Chantel.
Yeah.
Let's leave that in there for her. She is not the queen today.
No.
Paige is.
Paige, the new queen.
Hit music. Music.
We've got with us Steph from the Optus store in the Rook Street Mall, Devonport, from what I would say is the coast's favourite telco company as well, Ari.
Oh, for sure. We are live and local with you this morning, Steph. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Steph, can you tell us what great deals do you have on handsets at the moment?
Yeah, we have some amazing deals at the moment. You've got the iPhone 13, so you get $500 off when you attach the iPhone 13 as a second service to an eligible Optus postpaid plan. So you've got your first plan there and you get a second plan, you get $500 off the iPhone 13. There's also Android devices, so your ZTE A71 for just $1 a month on an eligible Optus postpaid plan for 36 months. That's only $36 you end up paying for that Android phone.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I love a good discount, especially at Christmas time.
Is a $500 discount enough for you there, Ari?
I think it is. I'll accept. Now, if someone is out there listening and they're not happy with the internet at home, well, don't worry because Steph's got an option for you.
Yeah, definitely, Ari. Come and talk to the local Optus Devonport team about Optus Home Internet Solutions. Did you know for the last 8 quarters, the ACCC have rated Optus number one in delivering planned data speeds? A great reason to sign up to Optus with one of our walkout working modems with no new startup fees.
No new startup fees, Adam. Mm. And you know what that means as well? It means what they say is what they deliver.
What they deliver, exactly. All right, Steph, bring it home for us. Why should we go Optus?
Well, not only are we the best store in the Devonport Brook Street.
Yeah, you are.
Obviously.
But we provide you with great customer service. My team in the store are all locals, so we strive to be number one and provide the best customer service in the mall in Devonport, in the northwest Tasmania.
In Tassie, in the world.
Yeah. So Optus also provides amazing value through a number of world firsts. You've got things like call translate. So have your call translated into 12 different languages and then converted back into English. It's pretty handy. You've got SubHub, all your subscriptions in one location. So that's through the My Optus app. And you've got Optus Pause. This one is a great one. I love it. You can literally pause that data at the dinner table. Mm. Get your kids to talk to you while you're eating dinner.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the only way to get them to do it. You got to force them because I've seen these kids tapping these phones.
You've seen these kids.
That's young.
Pause that internet. It's dinner time.
That's right. All right, go see Steph and the gang down at the Optus store in the Rook Street Mall, Devonport, and you won't regret it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
How are you, Ari?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Coast. Welcome to Thursday.
You ready for Thursday, Ari?
No, not really, to be honest.
How come you've been having these late nights? I'm worried.
Oh, you know, it's that daylight savings has finally hit me. Going to bed at 7 when it's sunny outside's real weird. It's real weird. And then I get FOMO. Everyone's having fun frolicking in the sun, yeah. You know? Like, yeah. I didn't eat dinner until, like, 8 last night.
See, if you eat too close to sleepy times, too. Keeps
yeah,
you up.
Yeah, true. I've gone wrong. Hey, Adam, no street team today, unfortunately.
No, but no. We do still have freebies for you, just not in real life, only in radio life. So you call us on the show if you want these freebies, right?
The number, 1-300-655-922. Adam, we are giving away some tickets.
We have a double pass to the Northwest Pride screening of what they are claiming. No, this is not my opinion. Mm. It's merely the opinion of Northwest Pride. They're claiming the best Christmas movie ever, which is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, they reckon. So there's a screening happening at Metro Cinemas tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and it is a fundraising screening, so that's kind of cool too. Plus, there's prizes for best dressed.
So call us now if you want a double pass, 1-300-655-922.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Jolly on Petch with Dreams coming to your new favourite place, Frankie J's, the new F word.
Your new favourite F word is what you're trying to think of.
I got too excited because I want to go to the event and it's going to be so good.
Yeah, do I get to come or
I guess you can come.
I'd like to see Jolly on.
Yeah.
But for now, at 1-300-655-922, we're dishing out a double pass to the Northwest Pride screening of Christmas Vacation. And we have our old mate, Steady Eddie, on the line.
Well, hello, Adam and Ari. Just forgot about me yesterday.
Oh, sorry. I thought
Steady Eddie!
I was going to call you today. I've got me days mixed up.
Yesterday was Wednesday.
I didn't know whether I had to ring you or you had to ring me.
I was actually planning to ring you later today because I forgot it. I thought it was Wednesday today. I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm all confused.
Oh, Eddie, look, do you want to go to this movie anyway?
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
You're the first one through the phone line, so we may as well give it to you.
Oh, cool. I'd love that, yeah.
It's yours, a double pass to Christmas Vacation. Have you seen it before, Eddie?
No, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so it's happening tomorrow night. It's all yours. We've got your details. We've got your phone numbers. So, that's yours. And that's our way of apologising because we've got our days mixed up.
Cool. Thank you very much, guys.
While you're there, do you have a real quick traffic update for us?
Because it's the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. Well, to everyone out there, take care, keep aware, and good old inner peace.
Yeah, of course.
Take care, keep aware, and inner peace.
Yeah. Eddie, your advice is even starting to rhyme now.
I love it.
Cool. That's cool.
You're really honing this skill of giving out the advice. It rhymes everything.
I think the real short snippets, like the inner piece, really sticks in your head.
Yeah, it's like a slogan. Good on you, Eddie, and enjoy the film. And we apologise once again for thinking it's Wednesday today.
I love it. Just cracked me up. Good on you, guys.
Good on you, Eddie. Bye.
Thank you. Good on him. Okay, because he's given us this inner piece, one more phone call for one more double pass.
Call up right now, 1-300-655-922. We've got another double pass to give away.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Say you're having a good time out there.
On 101.7 CFM.
All right, we have one more double pass to give away to the Northwest Pride screening of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Then we're going to do the birthday book. Ari, who have we got on the phone?
Michelle from South Sprayton.
Would you like a double pass to Northwest Pride screening of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
We would love it. Yes, please.
Done deal. It's yours, Michelle.
Lock it in.
Have you seen it before?
No, I haven't, and I've been listening to you guys and thought it would be really cool to go to, so I'm so glad that we got through today.
Perfect.
Oh, well, congratulations. Merry Christmas too.
So that's happening tomorrow.
Merry Christmas.
7 p.m.
Merry Christmas, kids.
Merry Christmas, one and all. All right, just stay there and we'll take your details and that's all yours.
No worries. Thank you.
Word sandwich.
More.
It's time for word sandwich. Word sanger time. Okay, this is a game we like to play every single weekday morning. Thea gives you two words. Is Thea feeling okay today, Adam?
She's good, yeah. She's ready to go.
Okay, she had a sick day yesterday. And she'll give you two words. We want to know the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich. If you know it, or you think you do know it, someone is already calling.
Oh.
So you can't call too early. We haven't even given you... Well, Thea hasn't even given you the words yet.
Oh, I was going to get him so good.
1-300-655-922 is the number to call in a second, not just yet. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference, and it feeds about 30 people.
Go, Thea.
Your words for today are over and date.
Over and date. That person that rang has called back already, but we hadn't actually had the words yet.
Over and date. So what goes in the middle of over and date to make up our delicious word sandwich?
Word sandwich.
1-300-655-922. We have Rosie on to play word sandwich. Where are you from, Rosie?
Bernie.
All right. Thea, what are the words?
Your words for today are over and date.
What are we thinking, Rosie?
Due.
The word for my sandwich is due. Overdue. Due date.
Rosie's done it.
Go, Rosie.
Good job. Nice.
You're in the draw for the savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge. We'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn.
Cheers. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Hang there. We'll grab your dates.
Thanks.
Ari, this weekend is the Mace Northwest Christmas Ride and Drive. It's happening Saturday, so we better get the President on the line. President Richo. Good morning, Richo.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Not bad. So can we describe Mace as, like, the coast's friendliest motorcycle gang?
Oh, no, because we're not a gang. We're a motorcycle social club.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'm only joking.
No. So, yeah, MACE stands for Motorcyclist Advocating Child Empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And we endeavour to empower the young, vulnerable people on the Northwest Coast.
I absolutely love that. So the ride and drive that's happening, we're raising funds to give back to the Northwest Regional Hospital to create the gift bags.
Yes, yeah, so... So what we do every year, every Christmas and Easter actually, we organise a ride drive and all funds raised we use to buy gifts and bags and deliver to the hospital specifically for the kids that are in there at a worst time possible, I guess.
Yeah.
times where other kids are out enjoying themselves, these poor guys are stuck in hospital. So anything we can do to put a smile on their faces, that's what we're all about.
Yeah, and given the circumstances we find ourselves in with COVID, are there are restrictions in place for this year's?
Yeah, unfortunately there is. We have already gotten the bags and the gifts and things organised, and we actually go over today. So just there's only probably four or five of us members that'll go over today and hand them over this afternoon, which we can only still meet in the foyer, and the nurses come down and grab the bags and so on and take them up to the kids and deliver them out as need be leading into Christmas.
Awesome. So what kind of gifts are we looking at?
Oh, look, so we can't do foods and
yep.
and things like that, obviously, because of allergies and things. So we just do, we give them a teddy bear to cuddle, or and some colouring in books, pencils, different little activities and things that they can do while being stuck in a hospital bed.
Yeah, which is such a fantastic initiative and a great idea as well. So for anyone listening that would like to get involved for the ride, what do they need to do? Do they need to register anywhere or...?
No, so we meet at the BP Homemakers Centre up there at Harvey Norman.
Yep.
And we'll be there from quarter to 10 onwards, what we call stands up, which is when the ride starts at 10:30 a.m.
Yep.
We'll then go for a ride, and we're gonna put a barbecue on for everyone that comes along with just a few sausages in bed, and for a lunch break, and then we'll continue on and do about a 2-hour ride and get a bit of an awareness and some funds raised. Hopefully, we have a helmet up with us that's turned into like a donation box with a top, so if everyone looks out for the blue helmet, they can make a donation of some sort. We don't ask people to throw thousands of dollars in. We just, anything big or small, it all helps, all goes to the same cause. So
if anyone's at the BP at that time and they see you over there with this blue helmet, even if they're not participating in the ride, they can just come over and pop in a couple of dollars?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's fine. We don't stop anyone from coming over and saying good day and finding out what we're all about and hopefully giving a donation. So... We have had a Christmas raffle this year too, which has gone gangbusters. We've had a whole lot of small businesses come on board and help us out.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to thank all small businesses that have donated. They'll know who they are.
Yep.
And
helped us get some prizes and stuff together for a massive Christmas raffle, which has gone on Tuesday night, actually, live on our Facebook page. So... just a couple, RSEA and Don Road.
Yep.
UBC Ulverston.
Yep.
And Jackson Motor Company on Don Road. They were probably three of the biggest, so we just wanted to thank them and anyone else that's helped and sold tickets and everything just to help us out and get some money coming in for these young, vulnerable people on the coast.
That's one thing I do love about the coast here. A lot of the small businesses are so willing to give... for fundraisers to give back to the community. So, yeah, shout out to all of them and thank you so much, Richo.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for the opportunity to come on.
That's happening Saturday, and that's Richo from Mace Northwest.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, welcome to Thursday. For some reason, I thought it was Wednesday before, so we were going to call Steady Eddie. But it turns out we missed him yesterday. Instead.
Who knows?
But we got him on today anyway.
I feel like during this Christmas bubble mm-hmm. in December, you don't really know what day it is or where you are because there's Christmas functions on Wednesdays and Tuesdays and Mondays.
Yeah. What's my name? Where am I? What's my name? Who took my false teeth?
Whoa. It's just like, what happened? Yeah. So it doesn't matter. All we need to know is, are you in the Christmas spirit? Yay or nay? It's got to be a yay, not taking a nay. And where are we going?
Okay, yep. So great weather today as well.
Perfect.
Perfect for cruising.
Yeah.
In a brand new 24-volt licensed Ford Super Duty kids car from Maniacs Ride and Glide Shearwater, valued at $699, which you can win this week at CFM's Win on the Web, cfmtaz.com.au to win that.
Oh, now I can talk?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thanks. Perfect. You forgot about the MP3 player.
Well, that's your turn to say that. Go ahead.
How cool. You can plug in a USB if you want, an Oz cable for
Bluetooth,
music.
And got Bluetooth, doesn't
it? Got Bluetooth, so you can listen to us.
Tell them about, the Bluetooth.
I did say
tell them about it.
Tell them about it all again.
Endless fun with Ride On Toys and Scooters at Maniacs Ride and Glide Shearwater, and thanks to them for giving us such a great prize to give away this week.
The real question is, it's for kids, right? Do you reckon you would fit in one? Test drive, hoon it around, you know.
I'm a big boy, muscly, high T. Yeah, tall.
Very tall.
And muscly.
You're a bit of a tall.
And muscly.
And tall.
And muscly, though.
Do you reckon? Yeah, I reckon it'd be quite funny because I reckon your knees would be by your ears.
Plus, the muscles wouldn't fit in there. Don't you think?
I think we need to go try because it'd be pretty funny.
I reckon my massive biceps would struggle to fit in. Fit in it? Don't you think my muscles are the reason I wouldn't fit in?
I think your head would fit in it.
She's done it. But if you do want to enter for that, we are going to give that away tomorrow. So it's been a 2-week draw this fortnight because it's such a great prize. So get your entries in now. It's your last day. Tomorrow's prize giving Friday.
The more times you enter, the more chances of winning. So just keep going.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, I've been waiting for this in the mail for some time. It has arrived. Fingerprint dusting kit. All right. So a lot of people at this point, because it's also running the show promos, but if you don't know, I've been receiving these love letters, right?
This is from way back from the long lunch.
Yeah, since I was on the long lunch.
So that was before August.
Yeah, before anyone even knew who I was or listened to my show.
And you've only been here from February. So February to August, someone has fallen in love with you. Deeply, madly in love with you.
Apparently. But we suspected maybe it's a stitch-up by our boss, Jerry Shears.
Now, we did do another test. We did a lie detector test.
Mm-hmm, which he failed. But they're only 99% accurate. So,
yeah, so we needed more proof.
Yeah, they're only 99.9999% accurate.
It wouldn't hold up in court, is what we're saying.
Yeah, so we need more evidence. We need to build a case.
Yeah.
The last letter that we did read out on air, and that was the letter that was read in the promo too. So if you've heard that promo, that's the one we're talking about. We handled it with gloves so that we didn't get our prints on it.
We did. We were very careful. And you haven't left it out anywhere.
No.
I did hear that you hid it.
Mm-hmm. So it should only have the prints of the person responsible for the letter on it. I've got a fingerprint dusting kit. It's, says kids.
And also the person who posted it, like the postman.
Well,
we didn't think about this.
No, because his fingerprints would be on the envelope.
Oh, yeah, inside, outside. Sorry, I was thinking outside. I was like, actually, there's probably a few people that have touched it.
Now, it says on the box, Kids Labs, but don't worry, this is all above board. This is what they use in CSI, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, FBI kind of gadget.
So watch this space. We are going to get Jerry in, check his prints, and then dust the fingerprints. We don't know how to really
do it. We'll have to read the instructions, but maybe call an FBI agent.
Yeah, but
to
definitely
help.
If his prints are very different, then we'll be able to tell. I think people have different shapes. Like some have swirls, some have, circular ones, whatever. But yeah, we'll get to the bottom of it. Watch this space. We are going to get Boss Jerry in for a little fingerprint test. So,
and he even said he had some breaking news on the case too.
Yeah, I'm not sure if...
I don't know if that's a confession or...
Well, he said to me yesterday, they're from Hobart. And I was like, no, they just have a Hobart written on them because they go through Hobart anyway. That's what a few people have said. So it says Hobart on it, but I think the mail just goes down there anyway. That's what I've been told. And that's the same thing someone said that yesterday when he said that. So maybe that's what he wanted to say. I don't know. We'll find out.
I reckon he's getting nervous, the fact that we've actually got the fingerprint tester here, and he's like, oh, I've got some news on the case, to throw us off and be like, oh,
could be getting worried.
Him.
We are building quite a case, so watch this space. The fingerprint dusting kit has arrived.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We do have our one of our favorite callers, Mysterious Mel, back on the line. Mel, hello.
All right, I did a little hunt down for you.
And oh my god, yes.
Mail goes to Hobart before it comes back up.
It does.
It does.
Confirmed.
Does that just seem weird?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's what people have been saying.
The posties are so busy during Christmas. Why does all the mail have to go to Hobart?
The lady. Well, maybe that's why all our letters take so long to get here. It's not even about the Christmas big rush.
That makes much
she's
sense.
She's not sure either. Everything goes to Hobart and then comes back up.
Cool, Mel. So that's why when you get a letter, you see that Hobart stamp on it. Yeah.
Thank you, Mel.
Still on the right track there.
Thanks, Mel. Yeah. So we are, we're working on this investigation.
No,
you've helped there.
That.
Yeah. There we go.
All right, guys.
Someone from the coast confirmed. Cheers, Mel.
Thanks, Mel.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Mel is sending you letters. Do you think it's Mel?
Is she your new suspect?
Do you think it's Mel?
Well, we'll get Mel in. We'll check her fingerprints too. She's come in before.
Nah, I honestly do think it's Jerry.
Well, we'll find out soon.
I actually do think it's Jerry when he said to us the other day, I've got some more breaking news. Because you know how we've been tricking Lee Kay with Ruben, well, you have with Ruben Rod. And it's usually like, oh, the end of the year is coming up. We better tell them.
Let's sort of end the storyline.
Yeah, let's just end it here.
Yeah.
I reckon it is Jerry.
And he wants to end it because he's content director. He knows about content. He knows it's the end of the year. That's when you end the ongoing saga.
So I think it is him.
We will find out because we have like fingerprint dusting stuff. So watch this space and we'll let you know, was it Jerry or have we ruled him out?
Oh.